A reading from Romans, the 10th chapter. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how, then, will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they've not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. But I wonder sometimes if we get what St. Paul meant when he said that Jesus is Lord. I think it is quite a bit more than that Jesus gets to have the say-so in your life. That's true, or at least it ought to be true. But there's more. I even think it's more than Luther got in the Large Catechism, where I think the way he unpacks the Lord, you just have to say your hero, the guy who comes and gets you out of the mess that you could never get yourself out of by yourself. That's true, too. But this is bigger. Jesus is Lord. It really runs all the way to Jesus is capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That is, Jesus is Yahweh. That is, the one who formed Adam from the dust, who took from his side a rib and formed it into the woman, that's Jesus. The one who made the promises to Abraham, that's Jesus. The one who told him to sacrifice Isaac and then provided a substitute instead, that's Jesus. The one who spoke to Moses in the burning bush, that's Jesus. The one who led the people of Israel through the sea on dry land, that's Jesus. The one who was the pillar of fire by day, and the pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night, that's Jesus. The one who fed the children with the manna, that's Jesus. The one who broke open the rock and gave them water in the desert, that's Jesus. The one who divided the Jordan and caused Jericho's walls to come down and made all the promises to David and spoke through the prophets, that's Jesus. Paul is arguing and insisting to Jew and Gentile that the one they read about in all of the stories of the Old Testament is actually Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Yahweh. Jesus is God. And yet also, to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Wait a minute. I thought he was God. True, the word is God. But the word is also with God. which is to say Marcion is out to lunch with Arius, and so is anyone who tries to drive a wedge between the testaments and the grouchy law-demanding God of the Old Testament and the sweet, loving Jesus of the New Testament. C.S. Lewis was absolutely right. The most terrifying words in the New Testament are all from the lips of Jesus himself. He speaks as God and as Son of God. But today's text isn't full of frightening news, but of astounding news. Believe, and you'll be saved. Whoever believes in him, God will never shame. There's no distinction. He's no respecter of persons. He dumps his gifts in Christ out lavishly on all who call on him. And he meant it when the prophet spoke, whoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus, Yahweh, will be saved. Whoever. Paul's great problem, though, is the same as yours. It makes it sound so easy, so wonderful. Just believe. But faith isn't easy. Our catechism brutally admits it's impossible. I believe that I cannot believe. Truer words never spoken. So where does it come from? Faith. How does it come about, this miracle? Paul chases it back up the chain. If you haven't heard about Jesus being Lord, the very key that unlocks the Old Testament scriptures, you won't be calling on him and realizing that he's the God who can and will save you. And let's face it, you can't hear about Jesus unless someone is yakking to you about him. And people don't yak about Jesus to each other unless someone sends them. And sending is what God does with the whole church. It's why we call the church the apostolic church, the sent church. He sends us one and all to disclose the amazing mystery of the old covenant. The one we're reading about with the creative word that made everything in order, brought order out of chaos. The one with the flood of judgment and this persistent, almost crazy and neurotic love for his own people. This one shows up one day wearing diapers, aka swaddling clothes. Grew up to walk around in sandals. Showed in 101 ways who he really was. Said it outright. And that's why we killed him. You, manifestly a human being, you dare to make yourself out to be God? Look, man, we know your mama. We know your peeps. We are not impressed. And when we killed him for speaking the truth to us, God raises him from the dead and sends him back with this crazy message. Ha! I love you! Ha! You thought you were getting rid of me! Ha! I prove stronger than all of your hate. I prove stronger than death. Ha! I love you! My blood that you spilled, I've used it to wipe out the sins of the entire globe. All of it, the whole deal, every sin, all forgiven. All of you, you're all mine, and I love you. How's them bananas, huh? And when you hear it, something happens. And it's not really in your noggin. Because your noggin is what's putting up all the objections to how this can't be right. This can't be right. But it's the work of the Holy Spirit way deep down. You hear it, and just like you know truth when you hear it, and you know when someone's feeding you a lie, you know this crazy story is true. I mean, who could possibly believe this stuff? Who? Well, you do. than I do. And I don't know how or why, but I know those men weren't lying to us about him and all the wild and woolly things he did, and how everyone but everyone was loved by that cross, and how we're never able to reason our way to it, but yet we know it's true. That's faith, the miracle of faith, always a miracle. In the beginning, the Spirit moved over the water and brought order out of chaos. And as you are enfolded into this story, the Spirit moves over the chaos of your life and brings to birth trust. And He keeps birthing it in you as you keep hearing the stories, especially the stories of the Old Covenant, and you realize in them again and again that you're encountering the child that was born of the Virgin, nailed to the tree, raised from the dead, ruling right now in power and coming again in glory. The one who washes you and gives you new birth and puts His body and blood into your mouths and never tires of telling you, I love you, I have forgiven you, you are mine. Faith is birthed by this and knows it true. Faith comes from hearing. Hearing from the word of Christ. And one more thing. Faith itself yaks. It can't shut up once it's been engendered by the Spirit. It immediately starts pouring out from the lips what's inside the heart. It says to others, you know what? Jesus really is Yahweh. The man hanging dead on the tree really did create the world. The baby in the Virgin's arms. He's the one who upholds everything by the word of His power. And the cycle goes on and on. Hermann Zasso once observed, the world is utterly astounded that the church can go on just repeating the same old story over and over again. Hey, the church knows she only goes on because she does that. Faith is born from that story told in her unceasingly. The story we tell each other as we read the scriptures together, as we sing the hymns together, as we hear the sermons together. In it all, faith comes from hearing, hearing from the word of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.